What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I am feeling heroic. How are you feeling, Tim?
Amazing, as usual.
We have everyday superhero positive news stories to start off this Wednesday. Tim has three of them. I have two of them. They're about superheroes and everyday people doing everyday things to save the planet, save each other, and show that we all have a little hero in all of us. Tim, what do you got?
I have an awesome first story of the day. It's about a man named Timothy White Jr. He gets called Captain America by his girlfriend pretty often because he likes to give back and do things for others, right? He's like a superhero. He got dubbed the name Harrisonburg, or Captain Harrisburg. Sorry, from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He's 38 years old. This man works with his mother at a nonprofit called A Miracle for Sure, which helps formerly incarcerated individuals reenter society. Now, that's not the positive news story. As cool as that sounds, this man was driving in his vehicle and he noticed a pickup truck was coming, right? And in this pickup truck, JP, he noticed it was driving a little wild and he was like, I'm not sure what's going on. And as this pickup truck drove past him, he noticed that the driver was asleep. And he said, oh no. So he sped up as fast as he could, literally was trying to wake up this driver. Driver could not get up at all, was just struggling to wake up. This man ended up jumping out of his vehicle into this other vehicle, running full speed, going to it, jumped in the window, legs hanging out and everything. He ended up pulling the e-brake. The car stops. He flies out of the car. It was going about 20 miles an hour at this point in time. He ends up being okay. He runs to the car, goes to the man that was asleep, and the man was having a low blood sugar. He didn't get to take his medicine. He just was struggling to stay awake. Immediately Timothy asked, hey, are you okay? And he said, no, I'm not. Called the ambulance, took him to the hospital. Good thing he ended up made it to the hospital. When he made it to the hospital, because they noticed his blood sugar was super low. Obviously, Timothy is being called a hero, and his girlfriend is definitely calling him Captain Harrisburg for the rest of his life. I thought this story was crazy, but it's an everyday superhero. People out here just living their regular day lives, out here saving the world.
Do you have a video of this?
Man, I do not. I do have a cool picture of him in a Captain America costume, though.
I was going to say, I don't know how you get a video of that, but that's just a recap. He sees the car driving a little crazy, drives up ahead of him, parks his car, gets out, jumps in the other car, hits the e-brake, and then flies out of the car.
Indubitably.
Oh, yeah. Captain Harrisonburg, salute to you, sir.
Salute.
Steve Rogers would be proud.
That was a good Captain America joke.
I have a Captain Ben joke because we got to give our sanitation workers love too. Out in England, a couple of, they call him Ben Man. Out in England, Steve Whitehouse, Kevin Marriott, doing the usual Tuesday morning route. Up ahead, they saw a little smoke and they saw a fire on a balcony. It's about first floor balcony. Heard people screaming. They stopped the car, ran up there, climbed up the balcony, saw three people trapped, pulled them out of the fire, ended up saving their lives. They believe the fire was started due to an e-bike battery exploded when it was charged on the bottom of the stairs, cutting off the occupant's escape route. Within seconds of spotting the fire, they put in everything into action. Saved everyone and saved the dog. So three people and a dog. Can't forget the dog.
Facts.
The second they got out, pulled everyone, saved everyone. Another thing exploded. Everything caught on fire. Ended up saving their lives. Got to give a shout out to the everyday superheroes. Who didn't have time to think, but they had time to act. Ended up saving a family.
Man, that's beautiful to me. Anytime somebody gets to act like a superhero and they actually step up and do it, I think it's amazing.
What do you got for your next positive news story, Tim?
Man, the everyday superhero that nobody ever gives credit to, a middle school custodian. The reason why he is an everyday superhero, so he works at Merlinen Middle School, and he was doing his job, and he noticed a kid was choking. He noticed this awkward movement from the kid, so Mo, his name is Mohammed, Mo for short is what all the students call him, saw this kid acting unusual. He goes over immediately, gives the kid the Heimlich maneuver. The Taki, the chip that the kid was eating, was dislodged from his throat. I'm allowing him to breathe again. And he immediately was like, thank you so much. There's a cool picture of Mo and the student that he saved smiling together with the bag of Takis. And it just made me smile, honestly. But I definitely thought this was really cool because custodians are already awesome as it is. They're doing all the dirty work, literally. And the fact that he got to be able to save this kid's life and get the recognition that he should have gotten on a regular day basis, I think is amazing.
Custodian saving the day. Those Takis are good, but we got to chew them, kids. We got to chew them out here.
Bars.
But on the real, another person jumping in action, exactly what this episode's about. My next everyday superhero isn't about someone jumping into action. It's someone taking action for 6 decades. Josephine was 22. And like any 22-year-old, sometimes she got roped into things she didn't want to do. She got roped in by her older sister into donating blood. She was like, sure. Little did she know, it was just the beginning. She just set the record for the most blood donations by any female in human history. She's donated blood for the past 6 decades. She's donated 203 pints of blood throughout her life. One unit of blood is approximately equivalent to one U.S. pint, or 203 units. She's blood type O positive, which is in high demand by hospitals, since it's the most common. 37% of the country's population in Canada is type O plus. She recently entered her 80s, and she's like, I haven't slowed down at all. She still donates 4 times a year. She says she's going to keep it up as long as she's alive. And she has been saving
so many lives.
For 6 decades. I think it's really awesome. She has a shirt on that says, are you the type to save a life? We love the wordplay and we love the bars here at the Positive Truth Podcast. I want to be the type to save a life too. Just like Josephine. Congratulations, you. Guinness World Record holder.
Absolutely. Congratulations. That story is amazing, JP. She saved so many lives for 6 decades. Oh, that's beautiful. I honestly love donating blood. I love the cool shirts that they give us, but ultimately we're saving a lot of people's lives that need it. And you never know whenever a disaster is going to happen. So yeah, I think that's beautiful.
You know what's also beautiful, Tim? Your last everyday positive, everyday superhero story. Mess it up. Keeping it in. It's okay.
So my last story is about a young girl named Lily. Lily was driving in her vehicle and she noticed as she was approaching some railroad tracks, there was a woman struggling to get across in a wheelchair. So Lily immediately was like, let me go out and help her. She gets out, tries to push the woman across, but they both ended up falling down a couple times. She couldn't get back up. So whenever they struggled to get back up, Lily all of a sudden heard a train. She got up and she looked. Oh my goodness, this train is coming fast. So she ran back to her car, started honking her horn and flashing her lights, and the train was not slowing down. So she'd used all the adrenaline she had left, picked up the woman, and pushed her across the railroad tracks and saved her life. It was the first time Lily, who's only 18 years old, has ever experienced something like that. So she thought it was really awesome that she was in the right place at the right time.
Congratulations. You never know when you're going to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. That is the point of this episode, The Everyday Superheroes, is that there's a superhero in all of us. There are great people around you willing to do the right thing at the right time, just like Lily. Before we get out of here, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I didn't tell you this. I was waiting for today. Remember how I told you we donated some money to U.S. Grant High School to help some kids graduate that didn't know about it? One of the moms ended up finding out that we did this, right? And she ended up writing Edna a note. And it was like the sweetest note ever, man. So I'm super grateful for just the fact community coming together. She was like, Hey, Mrs. McCoy, I just wanted to say thank you so much. I did not know about the deadline. I've never seen a teacher or a school bus driver, just anybody in the community come together to help a student walk or graduate. Matter of fact, from my experience, I've never seen a community come together to help any kid in need. So I just wanted to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And here goes the money that you gave my son to graduate. She ended up paying for it already, but gave us the $50 back or whatever the case may be. But the note, whenever I didn't even get to read it, Edna was reading it to me and she started like tearing up reading it. And I'm like, let me see this. And I started tearing up when I read it. And I was like, oh, I got to share this with JP on the podcast. I know we talk about positive news, but we also try to be about it. And I know we don't talk about what we do necessarily to our community or what we do for our community, but I definitely wanted to bring that up on here because it was definitely one of those feel good moments. And since we're talking about these everyday superhero stories, we might as well talk about that.
That is awesome. Never try to follow up Tim on a thing, something you're going to be grateful for. You're just going to fail horribly, just dropping positive news stories into gratitude. I actually totally forgot we did this. You were like, you remember how we did this? I was like, yeah. Yeah. Do I? You know, we have an interview we still haven't filled out, right?
I forgot all about that. Now that you just said that, oh my gosh. Ugh. Guess got to do that ASAP.
We should probably do that tomorrow morning before things get crazy.
Indeed.
I got to follow Tim on what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for all the women dealing with postpartum. You're doing great. We appreciate you here at the Positive Truth Podcast. I just want to throw that out there. Tim, do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Yes, sir, I do. Optimism is a happiness magnet. If you stay positive, good things and good people will be drawn to you. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.